I completely agree with you on Nextel, and I don't know why it went away. Because for especially people with a commercial fleet out in the field, so easy, so, I mean, it just was a great, great system and worked for that need, filled it very well. And that's essentially what these FOC radios are. You can do a group, you can do a channel, and you can do an individual call, just like Nextel. It's functionally identical to it. So that's the cool part. So if you want to know what it's like, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, well, let me know. I might get in on the gang and play with it a little bit. It'd be kind of fun. So it's kind of a flashback of the old days, you know, type thing. So, yeah, well, I invested in stock in that company. And what killed it was, A, it started having problems communicating with each other. It was messing up, you know, the state's 800 system, all the state's radio systems pretty good. That was one. Sprint bought them out. That was two. And then but the biggest one was it couldn't do any internet stuff to speak of. That's what finished them off. You know, all of a sudden you couldn't use that phone for a GPS or anything else like that. The only thing it was really good for at the end of the day was a walkie-talkie. And those were the three variables that finished it off. And the 800 fiasco added to it.